The dig site was called Tane Ray 7, 200 kilometers from the nearest town, deep in the Sahara. Dr. Amara Osai had been scraping dust from prehistoric bones for 3 weeks. She was ready to go home. Dr. Osai, you need to see this. The young field assistant stood at the edge of the trench, holding a brush. His hand trembled. It's not bone. It's not anything I recognize. Amara walked over. The trench cut 4 meters deep, 10,000 years of sediment, and there, embedded in the oldest layer, was a sphere, perfectly round, smooth as glass, about the size of a human head. No tool marks, no seams, just a flawless metallic surface, untouched by 10 millennia underground. That's machined. That's impossible for this layer. They ran every test. The material was an unknown alloy with zero oxidation, no radioactive signature. Carbon dating of the surrounding soil confirmed the burial date, roughly 8,000 years before the Common Era. 8,000 BC. That's before writing, before the wheel, before pottery. That night, it started humming, a low, steady tone at exactly 432 hertz. The team gathered in the dark, listening to a sound that should not exist. The frequency just shifted. Look, it matched exactly when the communication satellite passed overhead. It's not an artifact. It's a mailbox. Someone buried a receiver here, and the satellite just delivered the mail. She looked up at the stars. Somewhere out there, whoever left this was still listening. The sphere hummed on, waiting for a reply that would take years to arrive. Get me the director, and someone find me a microphone. In the desert night, under a sky full of ancient light, a 10,000-year-old message had finally reached its destination. The question was, what do we say back?